Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. It's kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
These trophy presentations aren't over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the dry.
Schmack dogs.
Hey, what's up? It's The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk.
Yeah.
Train roll on as we are back in studio after a week off. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I told you guys, I texted you guys like Thursday, and I was like, you better not let me do this again because I'm getting pretty used to being off in afternoons. That was fun. I'm not kidding you. That was relaxed. Well, you know, it's the byproduct. I've just finished 8 weeks of Andrew's baseball where we were literally going from Thursday to Sunday every weekend. And then it was just like, all right, Stevie was kind enough. You were going to be in Florida. Kyle had a couple of things going on. We were going to be interrupted once by the Cardinals. And it was like, can we just take a week and kind of recharge? And it did. It recharged me. And now I'm ready to talk. So I would laugh every time something would happen last week. I'm like, oh, of course that's going to happen. And then I forgot about Big Ten Media Days. We could have worked that
We
day.
Do have a lot to catch up on.
We do. We totally
Someone
do.
Actually advised me because our guy, Jim Leonard, is coming to Champaign. That happened while we were on the break, and someone tweeted at me, Pipe, stay on vacation. I said, done. I mean, I'm back here, but chilling down beachside in Fort Lauderdale, and
how
I could have stayed
that?
A little bit longer.
It How was it?
I mean, it was hot, but it was hot everywhere. So You get close to the water, you get the breeze coming in off the coast, and when you're in the waves, it's a pretty nice feeling. And I wondered how Cade was going to do, my one-year-old, now 15 months old, how he would do it at the beach, but loved the sand.
I bet.
Playing around in it, got in the water, did great. So
that's awesome.
It was a really good time.
I had
some good seafood, some crab and whatnot, and a good time spending some time with my family down there, so enjoyed it.
It's good to just get away. You know, you can kind of let yourself relax a little bit by getting away, and it is funny because I go down to Florida quite a bit. It doesn't matter what time of year it is, and people will be like, why do you go down in the summer? It's warm here. And I'm like, yeah, but there's no palm trees or beaches here. And I'm not talking about the Sullivan Lake Marina Beach or whatever the heck that's called. I mean, I want the full extent of the beach. I want to know that I'm on vacation and I can, if I want to sleep in or if I want to sleep all day, I can do that. I mean, 100%. When I went down the last time, I spent probably half of a day just sitting in my hotel room with the door open, watching like the Discovery Channel. And I'm like, man, you're paying a lot of money to just be sitting around watching Discovery. But it was relaxing.
You do whatever you want.
Exactly. It was relaxing to me, and I'm glad you had a good time. So Cade really loved the beach.
He did. Yep, he did awesome. I don't appreciate Jason Jaxtus for committing while I was on vacation.
Oh, that's right. But you had to do a podcast with Jeremy.
Yeah, I did a podcast. Had to write a couple articles, but it's all good.
News never ends.
No, I mean, it's part of the deal. So, but all in all, it was a good time.
I have one client who I swear to you, I talk to three times a year in the insurance business. All three times, I'm always on vacation. And he and I laugh about it now. Like, he will literally text me and say, I assume you're in Florida. And I'm like, this is uncanny. I'm like, how do you know this? So it's like that one guy that always constantly gets a hold of me on vacation. And the first couple of times, they were like, well, I need help on this, you know, and I'm like, all right, well, let's figure it out. Now he just is like, all right, I'll get with you when you get back. Mm-hmm. I'm like, perfect. That's perfect. So, yeah, we're ready to go,
man. We are. Quick, you just made me think of, I was in Vegas when Jeremiah Tillman got out of his letter of intent. That was not fun.
You had a horrible Vegas trip that time, didn't you? Wasn't the weather cold?
Yeah, well, that was two different ones.
Oh, that was two different, okay.
When we went out there for the games, the tournament, the what used to be the Roman main event, now it was the Continental Tire, when we got this poolside cabana, it was like 50 degrees. Now I didn't know the pool was heated, so I didn't bring my swim trunks. Brett Behrens and those guys did. They got in. They bared the quote-unquote cold. I just stayed in my hoodie and watched football and drank some beer. But, I was down there with Haley. Haley stayed poolside. I had to go upstairs and do a radio hit with you and Jeremy probably at the time.
Yeah.
Just crazy. And that then on my honeymoon, I actually did a interview with Jaden Epps' dad.
Oh, my gosh. That was for naught.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now you wish you could just go back and be like, that's where you ought to call his dad and say, tell me the next time you're on vacation because I'm going to call you and interview you. No kidding.
No kidding.
Listen, that happens. But, you know, you can't let one little thing on vacation ruin it.
No.
That's the key there. So
to transition us, because we are going to talk some college football, one of my favorite parts of the vacation was buying one of the preview magazines. I went and got the Athlon College Football Preview.
Saw you tweet that out.
I tweeted the note, the scouting note on the Illini. I was from a fellow opposing Big Ten assistant coach, and on the note of Jim Leonard, it says in there before, obviously, the Jim Leonard news that Wisconsin, by bringing in Bielema, by their style of play, and with Luke Fickell now going to Wisconsin, and you've talked about their offensive coordinator is going to bring the air raid to Wisconsin. It's going to be something new for them up in Madison. Illinois is currently, as this assistant coach says, more Wisconsin than Wisconsin.
Isn't that crazy?
Now, you hope that brings the consistency.
Right.
And we'll talk about that. Brett Bielema hit on that at Big Ten Media Days in Indianapolis as we go along. But why don't we just start with Jim Leonard, because that was someone that both you and I were pining for through the coaching process. And I'm not going to take too much credit here, but one of my main messages when we were talking about, you know, what direction should Josh Whitman go, I said, let's make this Wisconsin South.
You did say that.
And it feels like it now. I didn't know you were going to go out and get Brett Bielema, but I love the Jim Leonard hire. I know he's not going to be there on game days. I know it's kind of a middle of the week, be around the program type of thing. But I'm really, really stoked to have that guy who was leading some top 10 defenses at Wisconsin to be in the mix, especially when you have a new defensive coordinator in Aaron Henry. How big of an asset that's got
to
be.
I think, first of all, you don't have to play against him. Right?
That helps.
It's like trading for a guy that has always killed you. And it's like, huh, thank goodness we're not going to get beat by him. I like that idea. It is funny that the irony of us being off that one week when Jim Leonard, who is like the darling to you and I mean, we've been wanting this guy forever. All of a sudden now he's for Illinois. I didn't know how to process it. Like, it was almost strange to me. Like, I sat there thinking, okay, I've always wanted Jim Leonard as one of two things, defensive coordinator or head coach. So the fact that he's coming in as some, I don't know, analyst, and I'm sitting there like, I don't know how to process this. I assume that that's something that he can make still a pretty big impact on this program, and I don't think it hurts to have someone of his ilk, is that the word?
Yeah.
It just in the program to where if down the road he needs to jump into another position, I think he can't now, right, because he's getting paid, so he doesn't want to cut off that stream. He wants to make sure Wisconsin gets the full effect of what he thinks, because he wasn't happy when he was passed over for that job. So I would assume next year maybe he moves into a bigger role with Illinois. I don't know, maybe an assistant, like the, don't they always have like a head, like the assistant to the head coach, mm-hmm, or something, you know, that they put out there. But I just, like you just said, I mean, you've got a new D coordinator, and to have Jim Leonard, who's been a defensive coordinator in the Big Ten especially, over your shoulder. And for this year, at least, have a team like Wisconsin, who you're going to be chasing, I would assume, or need to beat to win the West. I know Iowa's there, et cetera. I think it's huge. And I can't wait for him to even have a bigger role on this team. I would love to talk to him or to someone with knowledge of exactly what he will do. Because like you said, he can't be at practice, I don't think, right?
Or he can't be at games. He can be there throughout the week.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Practice. So he can't be at games. So he won't go on the road for games. Can he go as a fan? I don't know. I honestly don't know. So he won't have any impact on game day, actual game day, but he should have impact leading up to it. And gosh, just imagine if Kyle walked through the door today at his first day trying to do a radio show, and he had your experience and my experience of teaching him how to do things and what to do. And that's kind of what, like, Aaron Henry's got now. He's got somebody there that, I mean, not that Brett Bielema wasn't, don't get me wrong, but he's got a guy that he could literally lean on and say, okay, I'm a little bit confused on how to stop this Penn State offense, or, you know, I don't know. I'm sure he doesn't need that much help, but yeah, I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful news for Illinois.
I think it's a big deal. You compared us to Jim Leonard. If you could have said Pipes is over there being Nathaniel Hackett.
Wow, did Aaron Rodgers. I liked Aaron Rodgers coming out today.
He was woo! Defensive about that one.
Woo! But,
on the note of defense, like, to have a young, unproven secondary with so many pieces moving out of the back, that defensive backfield, Sidney Brown, Devin Witherspoon, Quan Martin. Jim Leonard was a Pro Bowl-level safety in the NFL. That's a big deal, I think, to be in those meeting rooms throughout the week. Not that Brett Bielema doesn't know this conference really, really well, but Jim Leonard's been preparing for Iowa, and not that there's like a huge element of surprise in what those guys are right. going to do, but still, I think that to bring a new perspective – to be a really respected football mind, and just to be a defensive, just someone that's been a top level defensive coordinator that was getting thought of, like the Packers defensive coordinator job opened up and he was someone that they wanted to talk to. I don't know how seriously he pursued that, but I mean, we talked about him as a legit, it would not have been a crazy hire for Illinois to say Jim Leonard is who we want as the head coach.
Yep.
So for you to get him as an analyst is a big deal. And I am curious, is it a one-year type of thing? Is he going to then try to pivot off and go get a defensive coordinator role somewhere else? Will he try to be in the mix for a head coaching job? Like, would it be crazy if Northwestern wanted to talk to him?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Would it be crazy if Tom Allen is done in Bloomington after this year?
Why are you getting rid of our guy?
I don't want to get rid of him. I'm just saying. Even if you only get him for a year, I think that's a big asset.
I mean, he could listen to us right now. You need to quit giving him these ideas,
true.
You know?
That's true.
Not that he hadn't thought of that.
Let's all hope Aaron Henry doesn't get off to a slow start, though, with his defense.
Right.
Because we all know how that will go. But I just think to have as much support around him will put him in a great spot.
Isn't it fun talking football? Like, I'm so ready for this season. And I know coming off 8 wins in a bowl game down in the Tampa area, Tampa, that helps, right? I mean, that helps getting me fired up for this. I have so many questions. I can't wait for Jay Layman. He's going to be with us again all season. I know that is a must-listen-to hour of football. But I can't wait to ask Jay Layman about this. Like, what does he think of Jim Leonard? What exactly will he do in an analyst role? I reached out to Tom Dienhard, who, of course, covers Purdue and the Big Ten in general. I'm hoping to get him on sometime this week just to ask him a little bit of the not only the Purdue things. I mean, in other words, I don't want to wait until Purdue week to talk to Tom. Like, I'm ready to talk football and just go at it. I know we're going to visit with Chris Widlick coming up here at 3:30 about what's going on in Indy with that mess with Jonathan Taylor. But we can ask him about Purdue. We can ask him about Indiana. I'm just fired up, and I keep seeing – and, you know, Big Ten Media Day, don't get me wrong, that always kind of helps get you ready for that. But I'm just – and it's what's amazing, and I said this last year, it started to work that way, I'm more excited for football than I am for tailgates, which is weird because for so many years that was what it was all about, right? I mean, like, I couldn't wait to go see the game, but I was gearing up for tailgates. And don't get me wrong, I'm still going to have a lot of fun with that. But I can't wait to get in Memorial Stadium and see this team play and bring up that Kansas game week 2 on a Friday night and how hopefully you and I will just be doing the show with Kyle and then we'll go somewhere and watch that game or something. I mean, I'm ready for football. I think a lot of people are.
Definitely. I mean, I flipped on the pro side. I know that we had someone on the text line 651 say Tony Adams, Illini product, picked off Rodgers in Jets practice yesterday or today, said people were raving about how he looks. I saw someone put out an unofficial depth chart that had Tony Adams starting over Adrian Amos at safety for the Jets. So, but I was watching on Saturday. That was kind of, I don't know if that was the opening of training camp, but NFL Network did kind of an all-day special. And
I saw that.
Justin Fields and DJ Moore got interviewed.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Every team feels great. I know it's that type of year. It's that kind of year, and everybody's telling you why they're going to be either better or still really good or whatnot. But I'm diving in on that. I'm soaking up all the football. And to be fair, you mentioned we're going to do an interview with Chris Widlick on the Tapman's Towing phone line coming up on Jonathan Taylor. If this went in reverse, we would have mentioned this very much off the top. So I got to get this in the intro, and we haven't talked to Kyle yet, but the Cubs took 6 out of 8 over the Cardinals. And
yeah,
thanks, Kyle.
Can I, before Kyle talks, you said that everybody's excited about your, when I saw Colt McCoy go back to pass, I was not excited about the Arizona Cardinals, just FYI. And Justin Fields looks like he could be a defensive lineman. That's what they said. That's what the dude on NFL Network's like. Man, he looks like he could be a D lineman. He is huge.
He is.
Okay, I'm sorry. Kyle?
I'm also not excited about what happened at Dolphins training camp on day two. They lose their top offseason acquisition day two at training camp. So
wait, who? Who? How did I miss
Jalen
that?
Jalen Ramsey hurt his knee.
Oh, I didn't know
out
that.
Out till December. Of
sorry.
Course.
Sorry. Keep feeling that Justin Fields love over
those
there.
Early training camp injuries.
Oh, those are the worst.
Are so bad. They stink.
Man, and Jalen Ramsey losing a cornerback. Hey, and by the way, I rip Lovie Smith all the time. I'm giving him some credit with the talent that he did bring in here that was then, I'm not sure how much he got out of it, but Tony Adams was a guy that certainly kept getting better under Lovie Smith. And so I rip on Lovie all the time. I got to give him credit. And now you've got a guy like Tony Adams that on what could be the, I don't want to call him the sexiest team in the NFL, but the one that, when have we ever cared about the Jets except for Greeny, who talks about him every day? And now all of a sudden, all of us are like, I'm intrigued.
You said it there. I think they're probably the most intriguing team in the
league
right now.
Yes, not sexy, but intriguing. Was that good
that
enough time
for? Depends
if
you think Aaron Rodgers is sexy.
Well, that's right. Was that enough time for Kyle and the Cubs?
He didn't.
He
served it up to him, and he passed.
No, I see what's going on here.
Took his walk to first base.
It took 20 minutes to get to the Cubs winning 8 in a row. So at this point, like, just keep going on football. We don't need to. We don't.
No,
need
he
to
doesn't
want to
jinx it.
Point.
That's what it is.
That's
he got a big series with the Reds coming up. He's getting meaningful baseball back in his life. He doesn't know how to handle it.
They hadn't lost since the last show prior to yesterday. If they had won yesterday,
goodness.
I might have like cut some wires or something and made sure that you guys couldn't get back on.
Is that right? They hadn't lost since we were on the air.
Maybe they lost the night of when me and
goodness
Pipes were here.
Sakes.
And then they went on the streak.
We did the show Thursday. They started that series Thursday. Cardinals
right.
won game one. And then did we do that show Friday or did we not? No, I think we had it off because of the
so they
we
did
day baseball.
The night of.
So from that day on through yesterday, the Cubs hadn't lost until
wow.
getting shut out yesterday.
Wow.
But, they own the Cardinals now.
They
do. Cardinals are firmly in sell mode, and we're all waiting to see just how many pieces are going to be gone by tomorrow.
Cardinals are so bad. I mean, they're
just disgusting.
It is. Gross. It's disgusting. I mean, not just the idea. I mean, they've thought of every way to lose this year, and the Cubbies are right back in this thing. Do you, if they could add one thing, would it be first base? Third base?
I want them to add some type of power bat from the right side at first or third, or a high leverage reliever, or both. I think that I still get back end of the bullpen. I don't have a ton of confidence in other than Alzolay, who's been great at closing games out. I wouldn't mind them adding maybe a lefty out of the pen, but yeah, I could see one more bat. I don't want to see Trey Mancini in the lineup anymore.
Was Alzolay going to be a starter?
Yes.
And then now he's more of a reliever.
Yep.
Like, you're thinking back to, like, who was that? Mike Napoli. I know he's not. No, he's coaching now or whatever.
He's
but
a
like,
Cubs first base coach.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. He's actually the
plug
first
him base. In.
So, yeah, right. Hell, give him a bat, see what he can do. But that's kind of what you're wanting is the power guy that can play first or something like that. I think that's huge. I think that would be huge for the Cubs because I am literally excited to watch this Cubs-Red series. I think there's going to be some interesting sparks could fly kind of thing. That was the other thing that happened when Miles Michaelis got booted. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't here to talk about that either. We did have
a
some
lot
things.
Of stuff happened.
Devin Witherspoon signed. He was the last guy to sign of all the draft picks. I think if I read that right, of all seven rounds, he was the last pick to sign. And I was like, I thought they had slots for these things. Like you can't make under this and you can't make over this. Because that's why everybody
for the
signs.
First round.
Yeah. But for some reason it lasted a little bit longer, but he's signed now. So
I would assume he signed with the
Bulls
while we were gone.
3 years, is that right?
Yeah. 3 years, $21 million.
How big is that for him?
That's huge. Kyle and me and you have talked about it in recent weeks. Like, I think the landing spot was really important. Like, I started to question whether staying with Chicago was the right place for him because they've added some guards, and I want to see him get more on-ball opportunities. But there's clearly a commitment on Chicago's side to make it work, and maybe they'll use him a little bit differently. He does need to shoot the three-point shot better because he had a decent dip last year in his second year in the league. But they do appreciate his defensive prowess, what he's brought to that end. We know he's good in transition, and that's a really nice deal. I was pretty skeptical of, as time went on, I know we got the qualifying. I just thought he was going to have to fall back on that because it didn't seem like there was a lot of public interest other than, like, throwing the Raptors, got a tweet sent out about, they might be looking at Io. There just wasn't a lot said about him.
Right.
And then for him to come away with this deal is great for him, and hopefully he's able to coexist with Coby White and make that thing work.
I'm excited. I really am excited. Is that the white guy from Nebraska? That was always the joke. Remember, they had two whites on Nebraska one year or something, and I'm like, or was it Iowa?
I remember White on Iowa.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a guy with the last name of White, and I would always say, is that the white kid from Nebraska? that's him. No, I was excited to see that because I wondered, too, how that would play out for Iowa, and that second contract's always the that's the key, isn't it? I'm just excited for him. I'm excited for Iowa. What a great dude he is. But to come to Illinois and what he did for this program, and then, I mean, you just want nothing for the best. All of us do, right? Nothing but the best for him going forward. So when that happened, I was like, that's sweet, man. That's awesome to hear.
Maybe we can get him on the show sometime.
That'd be great.
Kyle, that's your assignment.
We got a lot of guys to get on. We get Jim Leonard. If you get him in person here, I mean, Pipes and I, we won't know what to do. We'll be taking pictures. Like, we'll take him out to dinner. We'll be like, you want to go eat? Tavern's got great chicken. He'll be like, no, guys.
We'd show up and we're like wearing Jim Leonard t-shirts. We are your biggest fan.
We have signs.
Like playing the clips from during the coaching search. See, we believed in you the whole way. Yeah.
We
just make
you
weird. Yeah, we believe in you.
Right. He just turns around and leaves. He's like, get me out of here, bro. Oh, that'd be funny. All right, let's talk some NFL. Want to?
Yes, let's do. We do got to get out of here. If you want to weigh in, you can. We've had plenty of you do so already. We'll get to your text as we go along. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Atlanta League text line. When we come back, Tapman's Towing phone line. Chris Widlick, CBS4 in Indianapolis. There is a spat going on between Jim Irsay, Jonathan Taylor, the prized running back there for the Colts. And there's a lot to dig through with that, whether he's going to be playing with Indianapolis this upcoming season. He's demanded a trade, reportedly. Jim Irsay says he's not going to trade him, but he had some interesting comments that seem to have rubbed him the wrong way. So we'll catch up with Chris, our buddy over there in Indy, to talk about that. And maybe a couple of Big Ten thoughts before we get out of here as well. Purdue, Indiana. Especially, I think we should get into Ryan Walter's Purdue question for Chris.
I would love that.
Before we let him go. But we'll do that. Stick with us. We'll be back. This is The Drive.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District's Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Experience food, drinks, and fun at the grand reopening of Champaign's favorite sports bar, Pia's. Whether you're up for their famous Slugger Burger, never-ending nachos, having a drink with your friends, or watching your favorite sports team, Pia's has you covered. After the forced renovation undergone on the local pub, it's the perfect time to celebrate a return to normal and bring the community together. Don't miss the grand reopening at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on the drive at Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Let's talk some more football. Focus on the NFL. The biggest story in the NFL right now is the dispute between Jonathan Taylor and the Indianapolis Colts. A war of words on Twitter between Jim Irsay, Jonathan Taylor's agent. Jonathan Taylor reportedly requested a trade, and then Irsay said, no, we're not trading him. He also said some other things. So let's get to our buddy Chris Widlick, CBS 4 in Indianapolis, joins us right now on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Chris, how are we doing? Thanks for joining us.
Colts, it wouldn't be dramatic. I mean, I'm telling you what. One thing or another, whether you got a coach coming in and Jeff Saturday, who's never coached an NFL game before, whether it's Andrew Luck retiring in the middle of a right before the season starts, this is just another chapter in the bizarro world of the Indianapolis Colts. And I've got to live with it on a daily basis.
Right. It seems so weird, though, because, like, they under Peyton Manning, they were just so consistent. You knew what they were going to be year in and year out. And the Andrew Luck thing was very unexpected and jarring for Colts fans. But like you said, it's been a turbulent ride for them over in Indy since then.
Yeah. At least I think they finally – settled on a quarterback. This rotational quarterback situation with Ryan and with Rivers, and I mean, they were going through all these guys after that Luck issue. They finally have a guy, Anthony Richardson, they drafted fourth overall. And get this, today he has surgery on his nose, a septum issue, something that had been bothering him for months. Why they didn't do this before training camp started, who knows? This is what the Colts do. So he's going to miss a couple days of practice. So he won't be back till the end of the week. But, you know, all eyes are on this Jonathan Taylor saga. Every single day, something different. But he's out there. He's on the active PUP list, which means they can activate him anytime. Initially, we thought it was because of the ankle. He had surgery to repair a high ankle sprain. He missed 6 games last year. Well, we've come to find out, we don't think that's what it is. We think the team thinks he hurt his back in the offseason working out in Arizona away from the team. And Jonathan Taylor says, no, there is no back pain. That's not the issue. But our Colts insider says that's indeed the issue. So it's a back and forth situation. And as of right now, Taylor is a Colt. He says he doesn't want to be a Colt anymore, but Jim Irsay says he's not going to trade him. So every single day seems to be something new. And honestly, I don't know how this thing is going to end up. He is under contract for one more year. He's in his contract year, and that's kind of where this this kerfuffle began because he wants an extended contract, as most running backs do, but that's just not the way the league is going right now.
No.
These top running backs aren't getting big money. He's upset about it. Saquon Barkley was upset about it. Pollard was upset about it. So I don't know how this thing is going to end. I really don't.
And millions of fantasy owners are not happy right now because we're trying to figure out who we're nailing down in the draft. It's like, come on, Jonathan. Isn't that amazing how that puts now another spin on it that we all care about, you know, not the fact that he's a human being trying to fight for more money.
Yeah.
I just go out and do your stats, man, so I can win my league. What, like Jim Irsay, does he have a, I mean, obviously he does sometimes, but he didn't help himself with any of this, did he? I mean, you know, it's kind of like, I know another guy that just tweets stuff out, and you're like, you're not helping yourself. And you know what
he does.
Talking about.
he tells it like it is. He doesn't hold back, Jim Irsay.
No. Nope.
He's an honest guy, and those of us in the media, and Lon, you realize that too, that's a gift for all of us.
It is.
We love to hear the real thing, and we get the real thing from Jim Irsay, whether it helps the team or hurts the team. He's on the NFL Finance Committee, and he tweeted a few days ago about, you know, these running backs or their agents kind of want to redo the CBA, and which would give running backs a bigger number when it comes to for a franchise tag. And that's not going to happen. This is something they agreed to, and I think eventually that's where this is going to land with Jonathan Taylor with a franchise tag. But just the other day at practice at 6 o'clock, they had an evening practice on Saturday up here in Westfield, and Jim Irsay pulls up in his million-dollar motorhome, and Jonathan Taylor gets on it, and they're in there for about an hour. I mean, this is just typical of the Colts. This is what they deal with right in front of everybody.
Interesting.
So we're all waiting outside that big motorhome wondering what's going to happen. Taylor gets out, and Irsay meets with the media, which he does one time every training camp. That was the day, and he says he's not going to trade him. We heard later that evening that Jonathan Taylor requested a trade, but I think that happened earlier in the week. It didn't happen that day.
Okay.
But Irsay says he's not going to trade him. So whether he is now kind of holding out, whether the Colts are going to put him on the NFI list with this back issue, which means he wouldn't get paid,
wow,
it's going to be a very interesting situation. But, yeah, Jim Irsay is a very honest man, and he tells it like it is. He wants to keep Taylor, but – here's the deal. They struggled last year. They've got a new coaching staff. We're not quite sure. Shane Steichen certainly wants him. He's their best offensive player,
sure.
Jonathan Taylor. The new head coach wants him. But they just don't want to sign him long-term. I think that's the issue here. I think they would like to probably throw the franchise tag on him at the end of this year after they see what he does this year, and then they'll go from there.
Isn't he worth signing long-term or no? Is it just no?
Well, to me, running backs seem to peak in their first contract.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's become. And he's wrapping up year four. He's been great, undoubtedly. He had, 1,800 yards just 2 years ago, led the NFL, franchise record, had 18 touchdowns. The offensive line was a disaster last year. He was not as good, hurt his ankle. Second contract, to me, I'd sign him to a two-year deal.
Okay.
If I were the Colts, I would give him a two-year deal. Give him $11, $12 million a year. I think that's probably the best he's going to get because I think the franchise tag number right now for a running back is just a little over $10
million.
So if you give him a little bit more than that, which I think is what Saquon Barkley ended up signing, he signed a one-year deal, I believe,
right,
for like $9 million with incentive. I think he can go a little bit higher for Taylor, and I don't think that would really hurt their cap number. So that's what I would do. I would sign him to a two-year deal. You should see him at training camp. He looks like someone shot his dog.
Oh,
I mean, he's got a hoodie on. He's just got that dour look on his face. Nobody's talking to him. He's not talking to anybody.
Wow.
So you wonder if this is kind of setting him apart from his teammates, that they're not really happy with this whole thing. I don't know how they could be. And get this, guys. The running back room right now,
right.
Well, Zach Moss was their number one guy.
Yes.
They got him from Buffalo. Well, Zach Moss broke his arm today at training camp. So they're left with three guys who have extremely limited NFL experience. In fact, the only healthy player on the Colts roster with more than 100 career NFL carries is quarterback Gardner Minshew.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So that's where they are in the running back room. And that probably helps Taylor, I would guess.
Right.
Because Moss is going to be out probably 2 months, a month to 2 months with a broken arm. So I don't know what they do now. Do they sign a free agent guy out there? I know Dalvin Cook is out there, but that would be that'd be a kick to Jonathan Taylor if they would go out and sign Dalvin Cook. So I don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, call me tomorrow. Maybe they'll have a new running back by then.
Follow Chris on Twitter, at Chris_Widlick. You mentioned the
– or listen to him all week right here.
Yeah, that's true. Exclusive. No, I think he's going to do CBS 4 and Indy as well. But you mentioned the bus meeting, Jonathan Taylor, Jim Irsay. He did have a quote that's going around Twitter, the – if I die tonight and Jonathan Taylor is out of the league, no one's going to miss us. The league goes on. We know that. Part to kind of to follow up to Lon's question, although I know you answered it, does that hurt him in this? How much do you think Jonathan Taylor is going to react to that or more so when you already have the unhappiness, discontent with the contract and him kind of publicly saying right after the meeting, hey, you know, if he's gone, no one's going to care ultimately about that in terms of the league.
Yeah, he may not respond to that one. Jonathan Taylor changed agents a couple of months ago. In the offseason, he's been saying he wants to be a career Colt. Now that he's changed agents, things have really soured. So I don't think this agent is doing him any good, to be honest with you. And Taylor's agent's been kind of spouting off, too, to some of Jim Irsay's tweets as well, which I certainly don't think helps. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish by being negative. I don't think it helps his running back, but it seems to me like Taylor has taken on kind of the personality of his agent. He's being extremely negative. He's not going to do anything. And he's out there with his arms crossed, looking upset, doesn't even want to be out there. So that's certainly not helping his situation. This Zach Moss injury may help his deal moving forward, but again, I just don't know how this is going to end. Because he's on the active pup list, which they can activate him anytime, he's not getting fined. So it seems almost to me that Taylor's kind of, well, I don't really feel that good. So he's trying to avoid this situation of getting fined. It appears that he's kind of holding out. But if the Colts feel like this back issue is what's keeping him off the field, and it happened away from the Colts complex, that's going to cost him some money. So it'll be fascinating to see if Taylor decides to, well, you know what, maybe I need to get back on the field and show what I got.
Yep.
And
yep.
Someone's got to put out the peace sign here. Someone's got to be first.
I agree.
Someone's got to come out there and say, yeah, it's either going to be the Colts or Taylor because this, the stalemate has got to end somehow, some way. And this negativity is certainly not helping things.
Chris, you mentioned it earlier in the interview. The Colts now have their quarterback of the future instead of the one-year placeholder, Rivers, Matt Ryan, Anthony Richardson out of Florida, really physically talented. What do you think about what they have around him, whether with Taylor or maybe we can speculate without him? I know that obviously they would have Michael Pittman and maybe not a whole lot else, but let's say Taylor gets ironed out. What do you think about this situation for Richardson, and how much does Taylor's status matter for him having a good first year and being able to go on a upward trajectory?
I think it would help him a lot having Taylor back there because he is one of the elite running backs in the National Football League, and his ankle is completely healed. There's no problem with the ankle anymore. It was kind of a minor situation. Certainly a high ankle sprain ends a year, but when you have that surgery, you're able to bounce back within a couple of months. So he should be fine as far as that's concerned. And he would make a huge difference for Anthony Richardson. It would take a lot of pressure off of him. I don't think there's any doubt about that. What also would help is if this offensive line improves from what it did 1 year ago, because the failure of the offensive line, which we thought was one of the best in the league a couple of years ago, which was constantly opening holes for Taylor, and yep. Phillip Rivers had a great year in his only year here before he decided to retire. The offensive line has to improve. They were an absolute disaster one season ago, and that's why this team went down the tubes. They couldn't keep Matt Ryan upright.
No.
I mean, Ryan was getting hurt. He was getting hammered 3-4 times a game, fumbling the ball constantly. If they were able to protect Matt Ryan, this would have been a different situation. I think Ryan probably would have still been with the team if they ended up maybe 500, a little bit above 500. They wanted Ryan for a couple of years. Certainly that didn't work out. They ended up getting Richardson. But the pressure will be off Richardson if they've got a solid Taylor and a good offensive line. That'll make a huge difference. For a young quarterback who's only played, what, 13 major college games?
Right.
That's it. I mean, this kid, I love the kid. He's a great kid. He's got great attitude. He's a hard worker. He's good to be around. The rest of the offense absolutely loves him, but he just needs time. I mean, we've seen rookie quarterbacks in the NFL really struggle despite being very talented. It may take them some time. Look at Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. It took him a year and a half to really come into his own, and he's one of the best out there right now. I think Steichen believes, and I think a lot of folks do, he could be another Jalen Hurts type of quarterback. He's got a great arm. He's pretty accurate. He just needs time. And Taylor and a good offensive line would give him that time.
Chris, before we let you go, I wanted to switch gears to Big Ten football. I know you're at Big Ten Media Days over there in Indianapolis. Ryan Walters, now the head man at Purdue. We're talking about Twitter stuff. I mean, Brett Bielema, Ryan Walters in terms of recruits and everything. Some jabbing on Twitter. I think it's more friendly but competitive than, you know, Jim Irsay and Jonathan Taylor's agent. But what do you think about Walters as the head man in West Lafayette and just a little bit of that dynamic of a little bit of a built-in rivalry maybe now? I know you got the cannon anyway, but there's been some recruiting head-to-heads between the Illini and Purdue here recently.
It's definitely friendly jabbing. Walters will be the first to tell you, and he's told me a few times, that Brett Bielema meant the world to him.
Awesome.
He made a massive difference in his career. And you saw what he did with that Illini defense 1 year ago. Absolutely fantastic. If he can come even close to that with this Purdue team, he's in pretty good shape. I love his attitude. He's kind of a gritty guy. He's an in-your-face guy. He's a young guy, and I think the players kind of feed off his energy.
Yes.
On the field. I love that he brought in Graham Harrell to run the air raid offense with Hudson Card, one of the elite transfer quarterbacks, I think, that was out there. I think was he and the kid that went to Notre Dame from Wake Forest. Those are probably the two hottest transfer quarterbacks, and Hudson Card was with Texas, and he's a good kid. He's a great leader. He's ready to lead this offense. He loves the offense. I just talked to him, as you mentioned, at Big Ten Media Days. But I think Walters is the right man in the right position for this job, I believe. Jeff Brohm did a wonderful job with Purdue and got them so far. Big Ten championship game 1 year ago. It's hard to believe that they were there.
That's crazy.
But they still have a lot of that talent. Offensively, they're missing some parts, obviously, with Jones and O'Connell. But they've got Devin Mockaby back at running back. So I think they're going to surprise a few teams. And I know that game with Illinois for the Cannon is moved to primetime, I believe.
Yes.
On national television. I think that's going to be fantastic TV.
I know.
The folks in Champaign and the folks in Lafayette are going to love it. But I think this Purdue team is going to be a surprise team. I can see them winning 7-8 games this year, despite all the changes. I think Walters has done a fantastic job. They've had more season tickets sold this year than they have in decades at Purdue. So the fans are fired up about it, and I'm anxious to see them out in the field.
That's awesome. It's great hearing your voice, my man.
Oh, always, Lon. Get me on more, man.
We need to. We totally do. Well, and again, with everything that's going on with the Colts, we'll probably have you on more often because there'll be something crazy come up next week as well. So we'll do it.
I'm here for you.
I love it. Chris Widlick, you are the man. Thank you so much.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
All right, buddy. You too. I love that guy.
Chris Widlick, CBS4 in Indianapolis.
He sounds – I know we don't change, like, what we sound like. It's not like weight can interfere with that or whatever. You know, you sound the same normally most of your life, but he sounds exactly like he was when he was here at Channel 3 and doing a great job in Indy. Man, the Colts do keep him busy. I mean, isn't it funny? Like, you said it. All those years that they had Peyton Manning, it was so easy. And I'm hoping that Colts fans didn't take that for granted, that it was so easy for all those years. And I understand that, you know, it's like anything, like here at Illinois, you win 8 games and Now, if you went, let's say Brett Bielema wins 7 this year or 8, and now all of a sudden you get used to that, to where the talk of only winning 6 games is like, what? And 5 years ago, if you'd have told me we were going to win 6 games, I'd be like, oh my gosh. So, you know, like when the expectation when Manning was in Indy was always to make the playoffs and always make a run at a Super Bowl title, and that can be stressful to anybody, even a fan, that can be stressful to play at that elite level. But they had things so easy, and then all of a sudden they have one bad year and Andrew Luck falls into their lap. And I'm like, this is not fair. Like, you are not supposed to have essentially 2 generational quarterbacks. And then, of course, Luck just up and retires. And then they get Phillip Rivers, who actually did pretty well. And then he just retires so he can have his 12th kid or whatever. I mean, it's like, holy crap. And, yeah, Matt Ryan was not good behind that line. And now you got Anthony Richardson. We'll see. I mean, he looks good. But I don't know. It's just an interesting – isn't it funny, too, how the value of running backs is so low. It's just weird. Insane. How that is. I know. When it used to be, running backs would be, you know, you'd have 2 go in the top 10. I mean, it was just automatic.
Jonathan Taylor's 24 years old. Think about
give
a
me
guy
that
who's
dude
24,
for 6 years.
Who last year didn't play a full season because he was a little banged up. They didn't have a good year, but he's 1 year removed from 1,800 yards and leading the league in rushing. Like, in the past, you would lock that guy up.
Yes.
You would
There's
think
no
that he could be our Adrian Peterson.
Yep. Yep. And now they just don't do that stuff anymore. I mean, the Cardinals, they signed James Conner to a 3-year deal, and I remember thinking, all right, good. You know, he's pretty good. And then, like, going into this year, it's not that he's bad, but they're going to be bad. So it's like, now we got money tied up in a running back that I don't want. It's crazy. Kyle, by the way, on ESPN, I'm seeing Ramsey eyes quicker than expected return, according to Michael McDaniel. Mike, Jalen Ramsey might be back sooner than expected, at least if he has it his way. He underwent the surgery on his left meniscus, and he said it feels good. He's ready to get back. How can you get back that quick after a meniscus? That's on your inside. I think that's what I'm hurting on my right knee. So I'll see. We'll see if I can get back quicker than Ramsey. Yeah, right. I bet I'm back at work quicker. It's just my job isn't very strenuous.
Yeah.
I can crush
the heavy
into the
lifting
office.
To get Whitlick on our show, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, he's awesome to hear, and he's bullish on Walters. Isn't it funny how, and we can talk about this next hour, but all the questions, not only with the new coaches in the West, but all the new quarterbacks.
It's true.
In Big Ten football, who has someone returning? Iowa's got a new one, right?
Cade McNamara, yep.
From Michigan. Illinois's got a new one. Purdue's got a new one.
Nebraska's got a new one.
Indiana. Is that kid back? No,
Bazelak transferred again.
Okay, so they need a new
one. Wisconsin's got a new one. Did you say that?
No. I said Iowa.
Ohio State has a new one.
Minnesota finally has to have a new one.
It's true. Michigan's got McCarthy. Maryland.
Michigan and Maryland. Ohio State's got a new one. Penn State,
new one.
New one.
Finally not Sean Clifford.
That's right. I started to like him, though, when we beat him. I'm like, oh, he's not that good.
Peyton Thorne transferred from Michigan State.
That's right.
He's now at Auburn.
So there's literally maybe Northwestern. Yeah, they got a new one. There's might be only 2 Big Ten teams that have a quarterback back this year.
That's nuts.
That is crazy. Maybe that happens more than I think. I've never thought about it. And especially in today's world with the portal, and that's going to be something that, like, in 5 years, that won't even cross my mind that everybody's got a new quarterback. I mean, it'll be weird to have people having a quarterback back. So it's crazy. And then you've got what? New coach Matt Rhule at Nebraska, Luke Fickell at Wisconsin.
Walters at Purdue.
Oh, yeah. Ryan at Purdue. And it seemed like there was one more. Fleck's still there. Ferentz still there. Well, Northwestern will have a new one. So there's 4 guys right there in the West that are brand-new coaches. It's interesting. I don't know. It's going to be a fun year.
We should talk about it. Let's talk about the expectations. Let's play some of Brett Bielema. I know some of you out there may have heard it via other media outlets, but those here on your, how dare you venture off when we took the week off. But we will play a few of the sound bites from Brett Bielema, talk about those from Big Ten Media Days. And then before we get out of here, there were some trades for the Cardinals. Jordan Hicks on the move, Jordan Montgomery on the move. John Mozeliak spoke to the media. We want to talk, or we're not, we do want to talk to him.
Yeah, that'd be awesome to have him on. I have
things to say, but he spoke with the media. We have a sound bite as well on that. Do you want to win? You can. 217-359-2255.
Talking about Wydlick and Indianapolis and all that stuff, I remembered. I mean, I knew about this. It's not like I just all of a sudden. But next Sunday night, Andrew and I are going to see Zach Brown over in in Noblesville. I can't wait for that. And you know what? I splurged and got us pretty good tickets down where you sit. I didn't want to stand on the lawn. First of all, with the shape I'm in now, But we're going to sit closer to the stage, but not right on the stage. But I'm so excited for that. I'm ready to see some Zach and just kind of relax. And
should be a lot of fun.
It brought back a memory that years ago we went to see in Bloomington, not at their where they play basketball, but the smaller venue. I don't know if it's smaller, maybe it's the same size, bigger, whatever. But downtown, we saw Zach Brown open for Kenny Chesney, and I knew one Zach Brown song at the time. And I remember thinking, this Zach Brown, pretty good band, but I don't know any of their songs. But now, if you could go back and see a Brown Chesney, oh, that'd be a great concert, wouldn't it?
Really would.
Now you got two headliners there. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. All right, I'll shut up. You going to pull up a little Zach for me? Oh, let's go. You know what I want to do? I want to jump on our country station, 105.9. I want to do an hour each week where I just do Lante's hour. And I play like Zach and Chesney. And I mean, it would be all those kind of guys, you know? I think that'd be cool, though, to play that. A little chicken fry.
I think people would tune in.
Yeah, just for an hour of...
See what Lon's listening to.
Yeah, I need somebody to sponsor it. So if you're out there and you want to sponsor it, let me know.
And get him some Ben Gay for his knee.
You're right.
Brought to you by Icy Hot
or something. Yeah, right. I need one of those shots where they just shoot you and you're good for an hour, you know, 3 months. I guess I could go to the doctor, but what would that do? What do they know?
Right.
Oh, that's right.
It's good to be back.
Yes, it is.
We will talk to you in the 4 hour about some Big Ten football. What should the expectations be for Brett Bielema going into next year? And he spoke himself about his confidence in this team and Jim Leonard as well. We'll be back. This is The Drive. Feel the touch of a precious child and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over when you see flashing lights. Everybody is somebody, somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helping me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Maine and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN.